In 2012, the court ruled that sentencing minors to mandatory life in prison without the chance for parole was cruel and unusual, but it left it up to states to decide whether people sentenced before then should get resentencing hearings. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled they shouldn't, but now the U.S. Supreme Court says all so-called juvenile lifers should be able to argue for early release. Dan Korobkin is an attorney with the ACLU of Michigan.
The Supreme Court recognizes that there are no throwaway kids in America. You have to give them a second chance.
Michigan has the second highest number of juvenile lifers behind bars in the nation. I'm Jake Neer.